Thank you for tuning in to Dr. DeMartini's podcast on The DeMartini Show. I'm sure that you will agree that it is unbelievable the incredible chaos and transformation that has occurred in all of our lives across the globe as a result of coronavirus. And I know a lot of you are struggling with feelings of anxiety, feeling scared, worried about your loved ones. It can be a really difficult time from a financial perspective, from a family perspective, and obviously, of course, dealing with all the change. That's why we decided to ask Dr. DeMartini to share some insights to help us to understand what is the wisest way to navigate through the current challenges that we're facing. I hope that you find this powerful presentation as valuable as I did, and that it really helps you to recenter yourself in the midst of this storm.
Right now, as you know, there is a lot of emotional vicissitudes and volatilities and responses to the coronavirus. And as a result of it, many of my students have asked me, John, what are we going to do? What is happening? There are many people reacting and overreacting, in fact. And in my opinion, the media is accentuating this, as it typically does, because it sells sensationalism and tends to get people even more riled up and makes more panic and more manic and this kind of thing. So here's my advice. If you're in a situation where you're having to stop, maybe not get to do some of the things you were doing because you're concerned about who you're hanging out with, where you're going, what might happen. Just know that from what I've taught you, when you're living congruently with your highest values and doing what's highest in priority, that's the greatest thing you can do in your life in general, and specifically to your immune system. Your immune system is strongest when you're living by your highest values because you're in a state of eustress, not distress. So no matter what goes on, instead of reacting, going into your amygdala, which tends to put stress on your system and run down the immune system, which then aggravates and creates the fear or aggravates the potential for health issues, stop, find out how whatever's happening the other side of it. Because even in the crisis, there's a blessing, even in the challenges, opportunities. Find out how it's serving, find out how it's on the way, and what you can do, and how, if you all of a sudden have to have changes in your itineraries, how you can actually use it to your greatest advantage. And find out how to get back to priority according to the new agenda. If all of a sudden you're not able to fly and you have something that's changed, ask how specifically is helping me get what I want, my mission in life, and then how do I use it to my advantage? And what is now the highest priority thing I could be doing at this moment? Because as long as you stick into high priority, you're going to help build the immune system. You're going to be more resilient, more adaptable. You're less likely to have the sympathetic response, which tends to cut down the immune function. And you're more endured. A lot of the people who are having the side effects and symptoms from this coronavirus are people who are already weakened in their immune system. Not all, but most of them. And so it's to our advantage to make sure that we eat wisely. We sleep a little bit. Make sure we breathe deeply. Make sure we do the things that have proven themselves to maximize our fitness and our health. Therefore, if we are in a situation, we're in an inescapable situation where somebody has the virus, it's going to bypass us. And if it does, it's going to have a mild effect anyway. There are a lot of people, 97% of the people that have the virus, that don't have any much of symptoms at all or have a mild flu. And so that doesn't mean just because you have it that you have to panic. It just means that you want to make sure that you're maximizing your immune system in case you are around that. To sit and completely isolate yourself, stop everything you're doing and go into panic and be dwelling on the problem and actually the drama of that is not the wisest thing to do. So just keep asking yourself, what's the highest priority thing you can be doing at this moment? I've had people sometimes even cancel their programs we're doing. None of mine are canceled that I've done. But people have canceled them. And before you cancel and just react, stop and wait. Because in the next day, a week, 2 weeks or whatever, 3 weeks or whatever, things can change. So don't react to sensational television stuff. They are selling sensationalism. Let's get to the objective facts. Anytime you stick to the highest objective facts and read up on it and make sure you understand it, look at the real stats and look at what's really going on, look at the probabilities and be objective about it, you'll stay in your executive center. You won't go into your amygdala. You won't go into fight or flight responses and run your immune system down. So from the coronavirus perspective, prioritize your life. Find out how things are on the way, not in the way, as I've said before. ask how, whatever challenges and things are, how do you use it to your greatest advantage? When you're living by your highest values, you're most adaptable. And when you're not, you're most emotionally reactive. And you fear the loss of that which you seek, and you fear the gain of that which you're trying to avoid, which just makes it more compounded. There are a lot of people going into ridiculously overreacting mode over what's going on in the society today. I mean, I know that they're quarantining. I know that they're stopping people. If you are in that situation, even sake, just like Viktor Frankl when he was in the concentration camps, the one that found meaning, which is the mean, the balanced state, the objective state, in the situation of the people that survived. And they're the ones that are going to come out and strong. It's the people that go into the emotional reactions, run down their immune system, get into volatility, accentuate and exaggerate things that end up running themselves down and running themselves sick and distracting themselves from their business. If you're in a situation and your business is affected in any way by what's going on, then ask, what's the next highest thing I can do? What I had planned has been changed. What's the next highest priority thing I can do at this moment to help me fulfill my mission in my career? If you have relationship stresses and there's somebody that just doesn't want to go out and you do, find out how, whatever their values are, whatever they think they are, try to find out how to communicate in those values, because they're more receptive, they're more likely to be in their executive center themselves, they'll be more adaptive, and they're better at communicating.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
And any area of your life, socially, if you find out that you're obviously not wise to go out and do certain things because you found out that two of the friends that you know have coronavirus, okay, maybe that's wise not to go and put yourself obviously in a direct line of that. But at the same time, just know that it's not just the virility of the virus itself. It's also the immunity of the individual. Because there's some people that are getting it and they're having no effect at all, not even any symptoms. They're carriers and they don't even have a symptom. And you got others that are dying over this. So there's obviously something distinct in the individual. Not just the virus is going to do that. There's some factor that is you. So my advice is to keep yourself into the highest priority thing you can possibly do. That way you're most resilient and adaptable. Focus on the highest priority actions you can do each day. If something happens, adapt. Find out the next highest priority thing you can do in that situation and keep focused on what's most meaningful to your life. And if nothing else, this may be the time, if you've had things cancel or change on you, or you have to cancel some of the things you're doing, or you can't travel or whatever it may be, find out how it's serving you and find out what you can do with that time. There's bound to be other things you can do with that time that's also going to be, in the long run, counterbalance some of the frustrations that you're facing in the current. So just know that this is will pass. All these things come and go. All pandemics, epidemics, they rise, they fall. I think even the great epidemic we had in years ago lasted 6 months. And so it'll pass through the cold season and the flu season, which is around September, about October to around March. Those are the main flu seasons in the Northern Hemisphere. The reverse 6 months in the Southern Hemisphere, they'll pass. And so the wise thing you can do is to keep yourself eating well, thinking well, prioritizing your life, read things that are inspirational, focus on the solution, not the problem. Dwelling on the problem and dramatizing it and discussing it, talking about it and getting emotional about it is only going to run your immune system down, and it's going to make you more vulnerable anyway. And you got other higher priority things to do in life. So don't sit there and turn on the TV and watch the TV all day and watch all the drama, because they're a sensationalist. Go to and do something that fills your mind. Think of the highest priority thing you could be feeding your brain with, the highest priority actions you may be doing, the highest priority people to be hanging out with or communicating with, the highest priority foods you can be doing, the highest priority actions for your health, and use this as a catalyst to do something extraordinary with your life, and use the time, if you have extra time because of it, to do something amazing with your life. Because there is no crisis without a blessing. And it, instead of waiting a day, a week, a month, a year, or 5 years later to find out the blessing in something, look now. It's there. I can already see it in people's lives. And just know that it's going to test people that are not living by their highest values. Remember, I said in almost all my seminars, your physiology, your psychology, your sociology, and your theology, in this case, sociology is the society itself, and even your virology, all of it is there to help you become authentic. If you live by a priority, the authenticity reveals and the signs outside extrinsically subside. The world on the outside doesn't have to dictate your destiny. As I said in The Secret, when the voice and the vision on the inside is louder than all opinions on the outside, you begin to master your life. So take command of your life, prioritize your life, live in your executive center. Your immune system will rally. It'll keep you stable. Drink a lot of water. Eat wisely. Do all the things that common sense say. Get some sunlight because that gives you vitamin D, helps your immune system. But just make sure that you're doing something that is priority. That's the wisest thing I could tell you to do. But don't sit there and dwell and get dramatized and overreact. Think before you react. Act before you react. Anyway, I just wanted to share that in case you're in a situation where you're just bombarded by everything in the media, bombarded by people. And by the way, if you have been listening over the years to my wealth building principles and you've got the cash reserves, this is a great time right now for cash investing into the cash. Cash for the crash is a great time. So if there's a crisis, that's one of the blessings that could be happening right now. As it crashes down, there's wealth to be made. And the same thing, when there's time down, there's information to be gleaned. So ask yourself, what are the greatest things you can get out of these so-called challenges? And go and use your energy, your time, your resources to the greatest, highest priority actions possible. So I just want to tune in and share that with you. And I look forward to seeing you as soon as possible in our next program. And thank you. I love you.
Thank you so much, Dr. DiMartini. That was really great. I love what you said about staying focused on your highest values, and that the more we do that, the more we move from distress into eustress, which maximizes our immune system and helps us to be most adaptable. It's really great advice. So before we close off this episode, I'd love to let you know about an inspiring opportunity that we've just launched on Facebook. If you would love to be part of an online community and a group of like-minded people joining together from all over the world to help each other to stay inspired and keep focused on their vision over the next couple of weeks, then please join us on the Stay Inspired with Dr. DiMartini Facebook group, which you can access by linking to dimartini.inc/inspired. We'll also share the link in the show notes. It's a really inspiring group, and Dr. DiMartini will be popping in from time to time, as well as we'll be sharing many educational pieces that will keep you inspired. Our goal is to make sure that the outer voices don't become louder than your own inspired inner voice. We want to help you to remain poised and centered, inspired and on purpose throughout this turbulent time. So come and join us as soon as you can on dimartini.inc/inspired. Well, that's it for this episode. Don't forget to subscribe so that you get the notifications of when the next show is loaded. And we look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DiMartini on the next episode. So until next time, keep looking for the blessings. Because the more you find, the more inspired you'll feel, regardless of what's going on in the outer world.